Childhood Stories Part 2. Even as a young child, Baba disapproved of books and films which did not uphold human values and which willfully dragged down ideals in order to make money. Whenever a touring talkie picture show pitched a tent in the village, folks from miles around would sacrifice their small earning to meet the expenses of seeing as many films as they could. But Satya refused to attend this with the other children. He stood firm, explaining that the films depicted false values, misinterpreted the scriptures, and made a muddle of music. When he was 10 years old, Satya formed a Pandari Bhajan group consisting of about 18 boys uniformly dressed in ochre robes. Each had a flag and wore jingle bells as anklets, and they danced to the tune of folk songs and ballads depicting the earning for darshan by pilgrims at Lord Panduranga's shrine. Satya taught the children in poetry and song the ordeals of the long pilgrimage. He also composed some songs on the life of Sri Krishna from the Bhagavata Purana. Satya played the role of either Sri Krishna or Mother Yashoda. It was his dance, dialogue and music that lent charm to the devotional songs. His portrayal of Sri Krishna was such that it seemed as if Sri Krishna of Vrindavan and Mathura appeared before the villagers. So realistic were his performances that during singing of a song describing Lord Narasimha, Satya quite transformed into this man-lion manifestation and leapt with such ferocity that he frightened all who saw him. People offered worship and he became young Satya again and resumed his song. This incident spread the word that God manifested himself when bhajan group sang and danced with Puttaparthi. He also included with the traditional themes songs to a new deity and a new shrine of which no one had yet heard. The shrine was Shirdi and the deity Sai Baba. Who could Sai Baba be? The elders wondered as the children danced in the streets. When cholera swept through the surrounding villages, killing the entire families, Puttaparthi escaped unscathed. Wise men told one another that the divine atmosphere generated by the bhajan group was responsible for their safety and good health. And so the little group was invited to many a village to enact plays. These plays depicting the Puranic stories brought out the victory of truth over falsehood and the love and protection of the Lord for his devotees. Satya selected several roles for himself, especially those of Krishna and Mohini. There was a rhythm in his feet and a litheness and loveliness that had never seen. To them, it seemed that he never touched the earth and that he belonged to an ethereal sphere. So good were the performances given by the young boy that when he enacted the role of Tara, wife of Harishchandra, his own mother rushed upon to the stage to prevent Tara's execution, quite forgetting that it was all a drama.